It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, an adventure documentary which takes us on a boat ride through India. It's called Go Ganges, and here's a clip.
Behind me is the source of, if not the most sacred river in the world, the most sacred river in the Hindu culture, the Ganga. From her glacial source, she snakes over 1,300 miles from the Himalayas to the Bay of Bengal. We're going to follow along and tell the story of India's national river.
J.J. Kelly and Ben Gottfried are the makers of Go Ganges, and they join us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You make absolutely no bones about the fact that you were not experts on the Ganges when you started out this project. So what made you want to do a film about it?
Well, it was a fascinating body of water, most populated, most polluted, also treated as a goddess. So we had the chance to go over there and we wanted to see more.
That's a fascinating point to bring up. To Indians, this is a god, this river, yet they treat it horribly in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough, very complex issue and contentious on many fronts because there are so many people that live on that river. The entire population of the U.S., that many people live on this river. So if we all lived on one river, imagine how putrid it might be. But at the same time, it is worshipped. It is treated as a god. And it's just a different way of looking at a body of water. To them, some people believe it's polluted. Others, they just think that that's the way that a river should function.
To give you some idea, here's a clip from Go Ganges where JJ and travel companion Josh Thomas encounter a funeral party about to place a departed loved one in the sacred river.
It's like they're washing the body.
It's probably one of the few rivers in the world where if you see floating human corpses, you don't have to call the police. The bodies will just be put in the Ganga. And it's like going to nirvana. It's like going to heaven, taking you to a spiritual afterworld. It's like the river Styx. It's a very beautiful concept, except the fact that there are human bodies in the river.
Well, and as one of the Indians in the film describes, too, I think a big part of the issue is just poverty, and they don't have septic systems, and they don't have things that would avoid a lot of that pollution getting in the river. And so it's, yes, they worship it, but they don't have a lot of other options, I think.
The fact that you were not experts on the Ganges, was the point of that to bring the viewer on a journey of discovery with you?
Absolutely. I think that really played into it. We went in as filmmakers and storytellers, and we wanted to find out, you know, how people use the Ganges. And really, we wanted to have an adventure on it. This film has won some environmental awards, which has been amazing to see, but we never set out to make an environmental film. We set out, essentially, to have an adventure. The thesis was to travel from the source of the Ganges all the way through to the end and see what we see.
But you seem to have had an environmental impact on the river because of this film.
It's been fun to see that. The World Bank gave $1 billion to clean up the river, and they actually contacted us recently and are working with us to find ideas to clean the river and to raise awareness about it.
J.J. Kelly and Ben Gottfried, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
See more of J.J. Kelly, Ben Gottfried, and Go Ganges on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.
How done is that, huh?